The Lord gave me this thought a while back, and it kept coming to me, and I felt like it was for this service, and it does go with healing, because we need to help each other. Amen. We need to help each other get to heaven. We need to help each other when we're sick. Amen. We need to help each other carry each other's burdens. And so I don't know exactly where all the Lord's going to have me say, but you pray the Lord will bless me, anoint me, and give me that inspiration that the Holy Ghost is in me. Give me that inspiration. And I do have it. I want to testify a little bit before I start preaching about this. I just make it sound, but I was 70 years old last October. God has healed me and saved my life. I figured out about 12 times, approximately 12 times in my life. Two bad car wrecks. One when I was 16, one with my husband when I was 29 in a family. And I got hit in the head where my head, in my temple, I had 40 stitches inside and out at 29. And the doctor that night, when basically all they did was sew me up, but the bleeding wouldn't stop for a long time. The saints were praying when they found out. But anyway, a drunk hit us. And anyway, I'm thankful God spared my husband. He had a broken jaw in two places, broken ribs. His ankle was hurt, which is still hurt today some. But God blessed him to live, and our girls. Tammy had a broken arm. She had a cut on her head, and Rhonda got hit real bad in her face, but Jody was in the middle. She was spared. But anyway, I had broken ribs too and everything, but I just want to praise him for healing us. We could have been killed. And when the doctor was sewing my head up, he couldn't sew it till the bleeding would stop. So I was praying the best I could, you know, inside my heart and everything. I'm not even praying out loud. I just was very weak. But he said, the blood is clotting. He was able to sew it up. But he said, girl, he goes, you just about left us tonight. He goes, it barely missed going into your skull. So I just praise him. I would not be here without God. I would not be here preaching. But God has healed me many times. And I can't mention them all right now for the sake of time. But if you ever want to talk to me, but the Lord has healed me many times. And when I was a baby, started out, I was 1953, 54, if you look up the flu epidemic going around, then my mom said babies were just taken out of the hospital constantly. If you can look it up, 1953, I was born. It might have been early 54. They had a flu epidemic that was killing babies that were like under a year old. And I was in the hospital with that, and I had it very bad. And she said, God healed me. And the babies were just carried out dead. And she said, but God spared my life. And so he started right then directing my life. I believe that. I always thank the Lord how God give me this inspiration, how we need to help each other get to heaven. And God wants us to do that. And, you know, I was thinking different. I don't know why it comes to my mind, but we have a pastor now, Brother Ivan Ecken. And I remember his mother, she made us little, it was like granola. Remember that granola? And she gave it to different ones of us, and she would show her love that way. And I think she also sent packages to some of the, I think my daughter Tammy and Bill got a package around Valentine's Day that she made special things for them to encourage their marriage. But she was showing, you know, I mentioned her because it came to my mind, different ones of the saints do things. And, you know, they do things to help each other get to heaven. And how God wants us to do that. It may be just a card. It may be just, I heard one minister one time, they lost one of their children. It was Brother Leslie. He said that someone came by and just touched him on the shoulder and patted his shoulder in the funeral. And he said just a blessing from God came over him to comfort him. And you know, that's the way we got to help each other get to heaven. It may just be a shaking your hand or just praying for you. Praying is a great thing. I don't mean just. Or sending a card to somebody, or just saying hello, just saying hello to each other, just, you know, just seeing each other. Sometimes just seeing each other. I mean, what? A text, phone call. We have a lot of communication today that doesn't take very long, does it, to say something. Anyway, the Lord just inspired me is do your best to help each other get to heaven. I'd like to start reading and, First John. First John, and we want to read 3 and 14. It says, "We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. But we know that we love the brethren because we pass from death to life. Love, charity, that's the beginning of all. All. And in time that you get thoughts in your mind that's not love and charity, ask God to help you, because love and charity is the beginning, right? And we know that we pass from death unto life because we love the brethren. And we can even love our brother and sister if they do something little that maybe annoys us or do something that hurts our feelings. We can still love them. And we can still forgive them. And we do forgive them. And we can love them even more. You know, I've noticed in my life that some of the ones I thought that their personality maybe not been quite like mine, and I think, I don't know if I could ever get close to them. Some of that turned around where they were some of my closest friends. And so we don't know. We just don't know how God will work in our lives. But we just don't know. You know, it's like you don't really know your brother. You really don't know your sister until you spend quality time and communicate with them. And I know we live such busy lives that you probably know the ministers more, because even though you don't talk to them constantly because of their preaching, you kind of get their personality and their life, you know, from the preaching. But yet, to really know one another, we have to have communication. And we have to take time with one another. And anyway, I thank the Lord that he can help us today. In the 23rd verse of that same chapter, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave his commandment. And so this is a commandment for us to love one another. And 4 and 7, it says here, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. You know, the Lord, he proved his love to us before we were even born. He died on the cross. He prepared a way for us to be saved before we were even born. And that he showed us his love first, and that we love him. Sometimes I'm walking around the house and I'll just say, God, I love you. No, I love you. I got a burden on my heart or something. I might just tell him, I love you, Lord. And, you know, I know that he allows us to go through trials and tests to see if we really do love him. You know, like Abraham. He knew he loved Isaac, but he wanted to know how much he loved him. Yes. And he showed God, he gave up Isaac in his heart, but he believed that God would take care of Isaac. Right. He had so much faith, you know, and he didn't question God. He just did what God told him. And then God said, now I know that you love me. And so I wonder sometimes if God does not allow us to be tried and tested sometime, and to see how we come out and say, oh, they really love me. They really do love me. It's not just words. You know, it's not just words. I think about a husband and wife, and my husband, he tells me he loves me with his words. But I look over the past of our life and I realize how hard he worked and how hard he labored for us and the girls because he loved us. See, so your love proves out. And it's not just words, but it's how you treat one another, how you love one another. God help us to just hold each other up in prayer and help each other. In 4:20, it says, if a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. You know, we haven't, like maybe we see God spiritually, but what, you know what I'm trying to say, we haven't seen Jesus in a physical way yet, but we see him spiritually. And we know someday we will see him face to face. And Fanny Crosby, you know, that was her. She was blind, but she said when she sees again, first sees, she wants to see Jesus' face. And she wrote a song, I shall see him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. And so, you know, that's wonderful, isn't it? Colossians 3:13. Let us really help each other get to heaven. You know, sometimes we can be under we don't mean to or something, but sometimes we're under pressure And we could say something that might hurt somebody's feelings. But you know, we need to be really careful that we help each other and not hurt each other. And because sometimes the devil will take what you said that was hurtful and play it back in your mind and play it back in your mind. You have to rebuke the devil. But if that person hadn't said it in the first place, you know, if they had just said it, if they just had more grace from God, if they just had a little bit more love for you at that time, and all of us, and I'm pointing this back to me, you know, help me, God, to have that love under trials and tests, have that love there, and help me so I don't say something with this mouth that is not pleasing. Colossians 3 and 13, it says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. You know, forbear is bearing with one another, bearing some things. Bearing with your weak brother, bearing with your weak sister. Well, you could think, well, they ought to know better than that. They ought to be up the road better than that spiritually. But maybe they really don't understand, I'm sure. Or maybe there's something God's working with them. Just so bear with them. And see, if they have a desire to serve the Lord, God will work it out. He'll help them. He'll help them to get to where he wants them to get. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Put on that charity. Put on, you know, a lot of people put things on, but let's put on love, right? Put on that love. God, help me to increase my love. Now, I have natural love for my husband. I have natural love for my daughters and my granddaughters and my great-granddaughters and also my in-laws. I love them. I love my sons. I love the ones that God has put in my life. That's a natural love. And you also can have an agape love. You can have a spiritual love for them too. And for the saints, you can have a spiritual love. They're your brothers and sisters. The Lord kind of gave me something like this. You know, all those people that have been in your life have helped you get to heaven. And some of them are dead and gone now, but even their memory helps me to go on. And their life was not in vain. I remember Jerry's grandmother, when I first was saved, I was 18 years old, did not know anything about the Church of God, but I truly got saved. So Grandma, Jerry's grandma, would work with me, and she would teach me faith. She would teach me tell me stories about faith. She was in her 70s. She was fruitful in her old age, and she worked with this little girl that didn't know hardly anything about God. I just knew I loved him, and I wanted to be saved, and just worked with me. She went with me one day and made my wrongs right, and I bought a little plaque at the Christian store after I made my wrongs right, and she told me I needed to do that. I listened to Grandma. When she told me I should do, I tried to do it. I just not tried. I did do it. I remember one day after I made my wrongs right and I was measuring up. I measured up with my clothes, my skirts longer and everything, sleeves. I just doing everything I could do. And Grandma, I had a wedding ring on. I just had got married because we got married just before I got saved. And I didn't know about the wedding ring, you know. And we got married. We got saved, like, he got saved Wednesday, I got saved Friday, and we got married Monday. Then she started working with me. Then after I made my runs, right, I'm driving the car, and she's with me, and she says, now, honey, the next thing you gotta do is get rid of that wedding ring. I'm going, oh, it's like, I don't want to do that. And I kind of stiffened up in my wheel, you know, I go, and I learned a little bit about how the saints talked, and I said, Grandma, I don't have light on that. I don't have light on that. And I thought, I'm keeping it, you know, because I don't have light. And she goes, well, you will, honey. You will. I thought, oh, Grandma. But she was so sweet. But then Brother Humphrey came there, and he preached on jewelry and costly array. And, of course, in my mind, see, I kept thinking what Grandma said. And I had took the ring off because God had allowed me to get broken out from dish soap. So it was at home, but it was in my heart. It was in my heart. As soon as I got better, I was going to put it back on. But Brother Humphrey was preaching on costly array. I thought, he can't be preaching at me because I don't have my ring on. And so I kept listening to him. And we had a little basement church there at Uncle Ralph's in Michigan. And he kept preaching. And the Lord said, this is it. The light has come. No more rain. And I said, oh, dear Lord. And I said, really? And yes. And the Lord's talking to me. He said, now stand up and tell the saints and testify, because you overcome the devil by the word of your testimony, the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. And I said, I have to tell the saints? And he said, yeah, you tell the saints, because I said, then I can't put it back on because they'll know I have light. He goes, I said, exactly why. You need to tell the saints so you can have the victory. So I did, and the Lord gave me victory. And we actually sold it, and just, we could have kept it for a memory, but we just sold it for my temptation. But, you know, praise the Lord. Isn't it wonder how we help each other get to heaven? See, Brother Humphrey, in that message, helped me get to heaven. And someone told me recently, I won't say who it was, this was years ago, that I was telling this story, I think it was at Monarch or something, in my message. I've told it different times. And this little girl, she's one of the saints, and she's married, but she has we all have different temptations. She has a real struggle with jewelry, temptation of jewelry. But she said, during that message, her sister was telling me that God gave her the victory. When I was preaching that God gave her that victory that day over jewelry, just from her seat. So we don't know what we're doing to help each other. I'm not saying this about me. I'm just trying to tell you stories I know. But, you know, we don't know. These different ministers here, what you have said, how you've encouraged me. I just tell you, I appreciate every one of you who've encouraged me. Your messages have encouraged me. And your life has encouraged me, you know. And many that have gone on... I can think of so many that have gone on that have been a great encouragement to me, that have been a great pillars in the Church of God, that have been a great blessing. I think of them, and I think of what they taught, and they have been such a help to me. You can think in your own life the ones that have been such a great blessing. And you know, when our time is over and we go on to heaven, if the world is still standing, we know we're living in the last days, I hope and pray that something in my life will be a blessing to others, that they'll remember to help them get to heaven. To help them get to heaven. That's what our goal is, to help each other get there. I was thinking about, you know, Guthrie, we've been there about 40 years. And you know, there's sometimes I thought, well, maybe we should move away. Maybe we should go somewhere else. We've been in Guthrie over 40 years. 40 years! And then the Lord speaks to me, says, no, I want you right here. You can travel different places, but I want you right here. Now, I'm saying, if I ever move, you'll know that God told me to do it. Like, what? Now I'm going to move out of God's will, right? So we got our tombstone over there. We got us a place of burial. If that's where God wants me to stay, right there, if Guthrie helped me get to heaven, there's precious saints there. There's Church of God there. It's close to home. If that's what helps me get to heaven, I'll stay right there. Yep. That's a good place. It's a good place. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, praise the Lord. You might think I've been in Wichita so many years, but if God wants you here, you better stay here. Stay here. Let the church get built up here. You know, wherever God places you, you're a pillar in the Church of God. And God wants you to be there. And my husband tells me so many times, you can go anywhere from somewhere you want. You do can go. You can get on an airplane. You can go here. We just got back from West Virginia, you know. And you can travel different places. But, you know, God needs you somewhere. And he wants you to be there. He wants you not just to help them, but he wants them to help you. And I'm so thankful that God sent us to Oklahoma. That's another big story, but... We were in Michigan and the girls were little. God started dealing with my heart. They need to be in a congregation. Our congregation kind of had moved away and things, and we didn't have many left there except some family. And the little ones, they need friends. They need help. They need help to get to heaven. And I said, and you need it, Marcia, and Jerry needs it, and you need to. And I said, well, Lord, we call it Brother Souders. I said, Brother Souders, would it be okay if God tells us to come to Oklahoma when there's people here in Michigan that could hear the gospel? He said, there is people everywhere. You go where God wants you to go. There's people everywhere. And so we packed up everything. We left everything, sold our home, And you know, God, as we're going down the road, going to Oklahoma, we hardly knew anybody. We knew a few family. But you know, God has blessed us and proved out that He did want us to come to Oklahoma. And if that's what it took to get us to heaven, praise God. I love Oklahoma. I was born in Virginia, raised in Michigan some, and we moved here in 1979, and Oklahoma seems like my home. I've been here longer than anywhere. But go and be, just like this morning, you know what the Lord gave me a song? I was praying. I really felt He wanted me to come. I just wanted that little, you know, sweet inspiration from God. And the Lord gave me a little song, and you probably have heard it before, but it goes, "Where Jesus goes, if Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere." That's what He gave me. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. And I said, well, that's the answer. I'll go anywhere you want me to go, Lord, if You'll go with me. Praise God. I hope this really inspires you this morning. It encourages you, too, that how you can be a help to others. In Mark 12, it says, you know, we know that God, we love God first. We love Him with all our heart. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, to love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, we don't have any problem loving ourselves. I don't. There's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, you hurt your little thumb or something, you watch it and you want to put a Band-Aid on, you want to take care of yourself. That's what I'm talking about. My mother, her saying was, she kissed me goodbye. Actually, we went to see her. She's 90 years old. She'll be 91 in June. We stayed longer this time. And she just loved it. She loved us being with her. She lives with my sister. My sister is a nurse and nurses at home. And she really loved us being there. And Jerry started going down the road. I hope I don't cry. But I said, Jerry, I know this sounds silly, but I said, I just want to go back and hug Mom one more time. And he goes, it's not silly. And he took me back, and I wanted to be cheerful because I started crying. I said, I got to be cheerful. I can't be going there crying. I said, hey, Mom, I said, I forgot something. She goes, what'd you forget, honey? And I said, I forgot to hug you again. So I hugged her, and of course, my sister, she started crying. But she looked at me so sweet. She goes, take care of yourself, Marcia. I said, okay, well, you just tell me what your favorite saying is. Take care of number one. She goes, take care of number one. She had a big smile on her face. And my sister says, she's done a pretty good job because she's almost 90. But anyway, but we want to take care of ourselves, but we want to take care of others. I think about it on the airplane. They say, put your oxygen on yourself first and then take that oxygen and put it on your child, right? Because listen, saints, if we don't take care of ourselves spiritually, we can't take care of other people. If we're going to be discouraged preachers, we're not going to help other people, right? So I got to work on myself, and I got to keep myself encouraged in the Lord by His strength, by His grace. Don't get me wrong. I'm trying to do that for the Lord so I can help other people get to heaven. So I keep myself encouraged because I don't want to fail at this. I want the Lord to tell me when I go to heaven, you were a faithful servant. You did what I told you to do, you know? I want to be faithful to that. So let's help each other. Let's take this thought and just expand it in your mind of all the people that's helped you and think of what can I do. And I know lots of times we think when maybe we're not a minister, so what can I? But we're all ministers in a way. We're all a minister is a servant. We serve. I was telling Jody. Jody's called to preach now. My daughter Jody. I don't know if you've heard that, but she was asking me some questions, and I need a Kleenex. She was asking me some things, and I said, Jody, this is what you need to look at it, honey. Don't let it overwhelm you. I said, you know, the Lord gives you something, and then you share it. You study it, you pray over it, and you share it. I said, you know, you think of it that way. If you think that you've got how many times you got to preach before you die, all the things you got to do, it's just like how many meals you got to cook at home or how many times you've done dishes your lifetime. It can overwhelm you, but you just take one day at a time. He says, as your day, so shall your strength be. I said, don't get yourself under a burden about it, like a wrong burden about it. You don't understand what I'm praying to be? Just ask God to give you things to share with others. And there's sometimes it'll go maybe a little while, and I won't be preaching for a while, and I'm studying my messages, waiting on the Lord, and all of a sudden it might be three times in 1 week, you know. It's just like, I get a call or something happens, something opens up, and but we got to be minute men and minute women and study our Bible and be prayed up and ready to work for the Lord and help people get to heaven. That's what we want to do. So Mark 12 and 30 says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, yes, and with all thy mind." What does it mention for your heart? And we know the heart muscle is just a heart. It's a wonderful. If without the heart, we won't live, right? It pumps the blood through our body. Look how long, 70 years, it's been pumping that blood through my body. Isn't that a miracle? A miracle for you too? Isn't that heart? But this is talking deep heart, the deep affection for God. Love him with all your heart. Not one little speck of not loving God, just your whole heart. And with all your soul, or like with all your might. And with all your mind. And with all thy strength. You know, I've never noticed that so much. With all your strength. This is the first commandment. We can be strong in the Lord. You know, the enemy comes along and says, "You know, you're 7 years old. You're going to slow down. You know, you're getting old. You're getting old." But the Lord said, and I think, well, he says, "As your strength, so shall your days be." As long as he's letting me live, as long as he gives me strength, there's no excuse to backing up, right, and not doing the Lord's will. Because you're strong. He probably done that for you so you keep working for the Lord, Sister Clay, giving you all the strength. Oh, I love her. I love all of you, Sister Fields, all of you. Just all of you working for the Lord. You know, this is what we got to do. We just got to keep pressing on. And my husband, I love my husband. He helps me so much. He takes me to places. He's so good to me. I'm so glad God gave him to me. It's wonderful to have a companion. And if we don't have a companion, God can be our companion. Jesus is our best friend, and he will be there all the way. But love the Lord with all your strength. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. Now listen, let's see. There's none other commandment greater than these. Love your Lord and love your neighbor as yourself. You know, I had a dream the other night, and I won't tell you who it was, but it was like we was on this train, and things was kind of like smoky outside. It was like, oh, I thought maybe we were going to die. But I said, you know, I told you, I said, we've had a wonderful life, honey, and if this smoke comes in and we can't breathe and we die, it's okay. We're going to go to heaven. And then the train started moving. We came into beautiful flowers and trees and fresh air come in. I said, I guess we're going to keep on living. I said, praise the Lord. I dreamed that. And I just talked to him about being 7 years old, you know. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know how long we're going to live. But, you know, God gives us life. He says we live and move and we have our being because of God, right? Yes. And we don't need to be discouraged about ages. We just keep on going for the Lord. But there was another person in that dream, and I reached out, it was a sister, I reached out my hand, and I said, you're going to live. You're going to live. And I was just, it seemed like all the love was going towards that sister in my heart. Like, you're going to live, you're going to live. And, you know, it was just a sweet dream. But I thought, oh, Lord, that's the kind I want to love for everybody. Just love and hope that they live and hope they be happy. Oh, God, help us. You know, the second is like, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. He said, do you love yourself? Does anybody in here hate yourself? Raise your hand if you hate yourself. Nobody hates yourself. Nobody hates yourself. You love yourself. Well, love your neighbor as yourself. We got to think sometimes, you know, we got to think like, be aware of your surroundings. Like the other day, I was somewhere and I saw this one sister and she was sitting by herself. Nobody else was sitting at the table. Nobody else ate with her. I was sitting somewhere else and the Lord said, you should get up and you go sit with that sister. And I did. But you know, the Lord told me, you go sit with that sister because Be aware of people. If you see a sister or brother, you know, if you're with your husband or whatever, but, you know, if you see a sister standing by herself and she's lonely, go say a few words to her. You know, be aware of people and their feelings, you know, and try to be kind and loving to each other. Gentle words. That's what the Lord wants. Ephesians 4 and 31. Praise God. Help people get to heaven. Thank God for all the people. Thank God for all of you that have helped me get to heaven. I know I didn't walk this road alone. Praise God. I didn't go this road alone. The Lord gave me the family of God. He gave me the family of God. I prayed when I was a little girl, probably about 12 years old. I said, Lord, surely you got a right church somewhere. Surely you got... I want to get saved. I want to get saved, Lord. Surely you got a right church somewhere. And he led me by the providence of God to the church of God. Did. And that's a great encouragement to me. Yes. Ephesians 4 and 31 says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Be kind one to another. Tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Do you remember when Peter came up to the Lord? He said, he thought, oh, I'm generous. Hey, Lord, don't you think that we can forgive people seven times? Don't you think that's good? Peter, he thought he was really being generous. And Lord said, I say not unto thee seven times, but 70 times seven. Peter thought, probably, oh my, got to forgive that much. The Lord gave me a thought one time. He said, the reason I require you to forgive is because I am a forgiving God. Yes. And isn't it true? Yes. And he look at what I have forgiven of you. Yes. So you need to go out and you need to be the same way. You forgive. But help each other get to heaven. If we would not put stumbling blocks in people's ways, if we would not say things to hurt people's feelings, they wouldn't have such a struggle forgiving. We need to really be careful with each other and try to be kind and loving and just not try, but be that way. Just be that way. Lord, there's never a time of your age where you can't be more loving. I really believe that. In the home with your husband and wife, you know, that's a very close relationship. Because you can rub each other. You know what I'm trying to say in a marriage. It's a very close. But you know what conquers it? Is love. Every single time you say, well, you honey, you have your way. I love you. You just do whatever you want to do. And that's kind of hard sometimes. Sometimes my husband says that to me. That's okay, well, you do what you want to do. And you know? Because, you know, we just want to go through life and be happy, right? We want to be happy. It's so much more fun, isn't it, to be happy with each other? So much enjoyable to be happy. Well, we wouldn't be happy in our retirement age if we didn't love each other and we couldn't forgive one another. We couldn't bear with one another. It wouldn't be very happy. But because we can do that and we work on that, we are very happy being together. And so that's what is in the saints in the church of God. The more that we practice this, the more happy we're going to be going along. It's not that people haven't ever hurt our feelings. Oh, they've hurt my feelings. I wouldn't even want to tell you some of the things. God knows them. Things that people have said to me. And, you know, but, you know, when I take it to the Lord, he tells me, it's okay. It's okay. I remember one time in Monarch. All this minister was preaching in the church of God, and he was so inspired. He got me inspired. And I was a young preacher then. When he sat down, I got up and I started exhorting, you know, and I just, now sisters, let's get our dresses down, way down long, you know, and let's be real saints. And just, you know, I was really coming best I could, you know. I thought. Then after, I was inspired. I really was. I wasn't trying to be harsh. But afterwards, I thought, huh, that might have sounded a little bit harsh. That might not have been just what Jesus wanted me to do. I'm not sure. But I think it was good what I said. And maybe God did want me to say it. But the devil was trying to accuse me. He said, just go home. Leave Monarch. pack up your bags. You've made a failure. Just go home. You've embarrassed yourself. And I went and prayed about it. And I said, Lord, I wish I could go home. Can I go home? And the Lord said, no, you can't go home. He said, you just get right in there and talk to your brothers and sisters. Get out of that cabin. Go. I was actually lived in a borrowed cabin right then, praying in there. And the Lord said, give me that song. I am his child. My heavenly Father is caring for me. And lots of times we like to think about Peter because Peter made mistakes and God loved him so much. And look what God made out of Peter. Thousands of people were saved, you know. And so God said, you're my child, Marcia, and I understand you exactly the way you are, the personality you are, and I'm going to work on you. It's okay. You just get out there and love the people and be friendly and shake their hands, smile, and be happy. That's the best thing you can do right now. Then go home. So I said, okay, Lord, I do. I go. I'll be nice. And I stayed right there, stayed right in the church, stayed right at Monarch. You know, sometimes the enemy tells you, just stay home from prayer meeting. You're tired out, and somebody hurt your feelings Sunday, and you don't even want to go. You just don't want to go. You know, lots of times when you don't listen to that and you go on to prayer meeting, it's one of the best prayer meetings you've ever been in lately. And God just pours down his blessing, and they help you get to heaven. They help you. Even the ones that hurt you sometimes, you know, they're even helping you get to heaven. Well, how's that? My husband said, because God can turn it into a blessing. When you work on yourself and you get where God wants you to be, you're able to bear some things. We can't be there was a lady minister years ago, she said, don't be a pillow in the church of God. Be a pillar. Don't be a soft pillow that, you know, you're going to get hurt all the time, but be a pillar. Be strong. Wouldn't it be better to be that way? Help each other get to heaven. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 40 and 29. Oh, praise God. He loves us. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. How many times God has helped us get to heaven? One time I was going down the road and I don't even know what I was crying about. Something had bothered me. Something hurt my feelings. And I'm driving down the road and I'm crying. And I'm saying, oh, Lord, help me, Lord. And the Lord just came in and lifted that off and gave me a song. Yeah. He gave me a song. And he gives you songs in the night. He gives you encouragement. You know, he wants us to go to heaven as much as we want to go, maybe more. Jesus wants us to go to heaven. And he'll do everything. He'll give us power to the faint-hearted. Right when you think you're going to faint, he'll give you that extra power. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Oh, praise God. I wonder that God would just bless everyone with that strength you need to live for God all the way to heaven. You don't have to give up. You don't have to faint. You don't have to do that. You can go all the way to heaven and see God and the angels and see Jesus. Praise God. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Don't we have a song like that? Yeah. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I'm not weary. I'm not. I'm 70 years old and I'm full of strength. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go to heaven and I'm going to take people with me. Praise the Lord. I'm going to help people get to heaven. Yes, I am, Lord. All the way till my last breath, I'm going to help people get to heaven. And they're going to help me. Praise the Lord. It's wonderful. Isaiah 42 and 3 says, or 42 and 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. He's helping us. The Lord is on our side. He's helping us get to heaven. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Job 42 and 10. You know, Job went through a lot of things. But you know, when he started praying for his friends, what happened to Job? The Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Praise the Lord. His friends didn't give him the encouragement he needed. His friends didn't really do that, did they? He needed some help, but they didn't give. But he had a good spirit, and he started praying for him. And you know, there's something about God. When you get to that place where you really pray with a sweet spirit and for others that maybe not did you right, he turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Remember that. Pray for your friends. Pray for your enemies. It says love your enemies. Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be called what? The children of your heavenly Father. For he sends the rain on the just and the unjust. He wants you to be like him. And he said when they prayed, God gave Job twice as much as he had before. We don't hear a whole lot about the end of Job. We hear more about all his troubles. But God gave him twice as much as he had before. He gave him sons and daughters and everything else. Because he went through the trial. He went through the trial. Galatians 6, 1 and 20. I'm almost done here. Praise God. Oh, I thank the Lord for giving me the privilege to come here and be with you today. And give you this message that the Lord put on my heart. I'm so thankful that he told me that people have helped me get to heaven. And I'm thankful for every single one God put in my life to help me get to heaven. And my husband, he's helped me. And my older age, he's helped me, taken me places. You know, it says Galatians 6, 1 and 2. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual. We think we're so spiritual? Then we should be showing the way, the sweet way of forgiving and loving and kind to that one that's been overtaken. Yes, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Bear ye one another's burdens. Pray for one another. I'm going to leave that scripture right there. Bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. I told my sister Janine, I said, we've been friends. We have been close friends for years. Janine would go with me to sister retreats. She would come here with Wichita. My husband was working and I needed a partner to go with me. She'd go with me. Anthony was a little baby boy, and I remember here, I think it was Wichita, they came with me. And she's been a good friend, and she's in a battle. I told myself, by God's grace, I said, I stand by her, and I'll be a friend. I texted her today when I was out in the car. I told her where I was, and I was praying for her, hoping she's having a good night. And God comes on the scene, and he takes her pain away so she can sleep, not just in my prayers. But the saints prayed and they anointed a handkerchief and the Lord is helping her. We need each other.
Yes.
I want Janine to make it through to heaven. However God chooses for her, I want her to make it. I want us all to, I want you all to make it. You pray for me. Please pray for me. I want you to be a help to me. I need lots of help. You may think, well, Sister Margie, she's so strong. Well, you know, I'm strong in the Lord. You know, I am. I'm strong in the Lord. But it doesn't mean I don't need any help. Doesn't mean I don't need an encouraging word. Doesn't mean I don't need love and all those things. I do still need all that to keep on going on. So you pray for me, and I love you all. Amen.